Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hello and welcome to QueenPod. We're on a mission to bring you a companion piece to the entire Queen back catalogue, and incredibly the band are very kindly letting us play all their music, which makes us the only podcast on earth with Queen playing all the way through it. However, we do need your support, so if you are in a position to do that, then kindly head over to patreon.com/QueenPod to find out how to sign up and see all the amazing exclusives you'll get, including early access to every pod, extra bits, and behind the scenes goodies you won't find anywhere else. Over to you, Fred.
And welcome to the Queen Pod, a podcast all about the incredible rock group Queen. My name is Simon Lupton, and joining me is a man who loves Queen more than Buddy loves to kick his can all over the place. It's Rohan Acharya.
Hello. Oh, I'd forgotten I'd invented rap.
Yeah, there you go. It's my least favourite song.
Do you know what? Kicking a can is a really antisocial thing to do.
Have you ever done it?
Well, accidentally. It happens all the time. You know, it'll happen on the top floor of a bus nine times out of ten. It's not your fault.
No, you didn't mean
it. But I don't think I've ever intentionally... It's just so rackety. And
yeah.
It's all very Asbo for me.
It's all like, just pick it up and put it in the bin. Well, recycling bin.
Or just don't kick it. it's there. It's on the ground. Fair enough.
Yeah. Why is it on the ground? Who's left it there? That's
some other bloody youth.
Okay, as always, we're going to be assisted by producer Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Oh, that was a good one.
What's today,
it's the most we're getting.
That was the worst one yet.
I'm just trying to be encouraging.
Well, yeah, I know, and he's trying to respond, and it's awful. Oh,
today we are going to have some fun with Queen live set lists.
Oh, this is going to be tough.
It's not going to be easy. So strap yourselves in, listeners. But first, just as a little warm up, let's see if there's an opportunity for Queen to be the champions.
Oh, no.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
Now, this is the part where we get to share a moment where Queen either intentionally or unexpectedly crept into our lives. Mm. Ro is desperately hoping I've got one for this week.
Have you?
No. So, has it happened to you this week?
Yes. I found it at the bottom of a barrel. Okay, well, I have to set the scene.
Please.
A little bit. Do you know the game 20 questions?
Yes.
Right, where you have to ask 20 yes, no questions and you have to guess. And you start with animal, vegetable, or mineral. Yeah, something. Yeah. So if something's, you know, if you want to do, I don't know, a book copy of Alice in Wonderland, right?
Yeah.
That's vegetable. And so you have 20 questions because it's made of paper.
Right.
Right. So
okay.
It's wood, so that's vegetable. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carry
on. Processed by man.
Okay.
It's vegetable, right?
Yeah.
So that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you?
No. Go. Yeah.
A bicycle would be mineral.
Yes.
It's made of metal. And
yes.
That's mineral, right?
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Okay. And rubber and whatnot. So that's mineral, right? And so we have of late had a brief spate of 20 questions while I'm having my little balcony breaks.
Right.
Okay. And my sister Diana was over, right? Who is a long time listener of the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Famously got Brian May knighted. I nearly said naked.
Hello, Diana.
That would have changed her life. I'm feeling a bit lightheaded. So,
there's no air in here, is there?
No. It's really, really stuffy. So, we were playing 20 questions, and I thought I'd have a go and see if you'd like to play.
Okay.
So, animal.
It is an animal, is it?
It's an animal.
Okay, so I don't have to ask that question.
You don't have to ask that.
No, it's an animal.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it have four legs?
No.
Could it be a pet?
No.
It does live in the water.
You're really bad at this game.
Yeah.
I don't know if Simon understands animal could be
anything that's animal.
So it could be
a leather jacket, or it could be
Margaret
Thatcher.
It's not just an animal. Is it animal from the Muppets?
No, good question there.
Oh, damn it. Okay, is it breathing?
No, it is not. No.
So we are talking leather jacket kind of thing.
Well, no, we're not, because it's not currently breathing.
No, is it currently breathing? You went no.
So it is not currently breathing.
So it could be a leather jacket, because leather jackets don't breathe.
Okay, it could be.
How many questions?
You've already had five.
Oh my God, I'm not getting any closer, am I?
No. So.
Okay.
The answer is Freddie Mercury.
Right, okay.
That's the animal.
Yeah, okay.
Freddie Mercury.
Because he's not a vegetable, he's not
right.
a mineral.
How long do you think it would have taken you to get to Freddie Mercury?
I'm not sure.
And you're on a Queen Pod, so you had all of the context.
No, I don't think I would have done, because I think we've established
a 20.
I'm not a very good at this game.
We gave up on five.
Yeah.
You're like, the first question is it human?
Oh.
That's the first question, to simply differentiate. Look, this is not a podcast about how to play 20 questions. But
it's turning into.
The point is, Dana thought of Freddie, and we got to him within seven questions.
Seven questions. I think I would have got there in eight.
That is such a lie. On five, what had you learnt? That it was an animal from the Muppets, which would have been a mineral anyway. This is made of felt.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I'm sick of the middle classes. So that's my Queen moment of the week. I hope you're happy. I told you I was scraping the
back. Yes. Yes.
Look, it genuinely made us emotional that we'd got there that quickly.
Yeah,
all three of us, right? Sam,
yeah.
You remember that.
Yeah, moment. Yeah. You gave her a little hug and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, really...
We all welled up.
I know.
You ruined it.
I went, make a note of that for a Queen moment of the week.
Yeah,
that's the thing I started doing a lot.
Yeah. That's where I went wrong. I did write it down because my son told me to.
Yeah,
Now look where we are.
Yeah, but that's because you involved me in it, and that's always dangerous. Okay. Well, thanks, Ro.
Dangerous.
20 questions is clearly dangerous.
Okay.
Well, let's try and rescue this pod with a chat that, let's face it, neither of us are probably prepared for. Here we go.
Okay.
Right, as I hope you've all seen on the YouTube series Queen the Greatest Live, we've been exploring every aspect of what makes a Queen live show pretty much the most awesome music experience you will ever have. One of the Queen elements is the way that the bands structure their shows. In other words, the set list. Mm. Listening to Roger and Brian reveal what goes into it and the shape each show takes, it makes you wonder why every other band on the planet doesn't just copy them. So we decided to discuss the genius of a Queen set list and have a bit of fun with them. But to start off, I want to say how frustrated I get when I see a band live and they ignore the fundamentals, which are the building blocks of any Queen show. For example, clearly no thought has gone into the build-up music before the show has even started. It's just random music. And then the lights come up and the band just walk on and go, all right. You know, it's like, come on,
curate the event.
Yes.
Like, I even do that with the Edinburgh shows I work on, is I pick the music that the audience are going to hear when they're coming in. And I pick the music
that
the
act walks out. It's an experience from the minute they walk in.
It affects the show.
Of course, it gets them in the mood. Mm. And, you know, if you go to Disney World, for example, even when you're queuing, it's an experience. They are getting you in the mood. So
you want them to have a song that's familiar to them, but not overly familiar, so they're delighted to hear it.
Yes.
So, Sam, did you get a couple of questions like this that prompted us from the fans?
We've had
you
a few questions.
Yeah,
what
were they like?
Steve Barnett.
Hello.
Steve said that touring a classic album is all the rage nowadays. And which album would you make the centrepiece of a Queen show? What Queen album would you
like
the gig
Dark Side of the Moon, when Pink Floyd did Dark Side of the Moon?
So just for the sake of this hypothetical question,
yeah,
can we imagine that we are applying this to Queen with Fred?
I think this whole question, this whole exercise needs to be for the original four.
Okay, the original four.
This isn't Quinn and Adam Lambert show. This is a Queen show.
So original
makes
life easier.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got Fred, we've got John, we've got Roger, we've got Brian.
Yeah, and it also means that everything is is back to normal for now.
Yeah.
Which is a nice, happy feeling.
Only because it never happened. I would love them to tour the Innuendo album.
Whoa!
What would that tour have been if they had gone on tour to promote?
Do you reckon Hitman would have been in there?
Who knows? They love throwing in a few surprises.
I reckon Ride the Whirlwind would have been in there.
Yeah, Headlong.
Headlong for sure. It was a hit song. On Greatest Hits. So definitely Innuendo, Headlong.
Yeah. Innuendo, as we know, is a great opening.
Yes. Yeah.
To the show.
They're using it on the musical at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, but that's how they opened the Rhapsody tour with Queen.
Right, of course they did.
Because they beautifully did it with an orchestra, and you heard the conductor tap the orchestra tuned up, and then you hear the tap of the baton on the music stand, and then. It's so cool.
It is. They did play it live at the tribute.
Yes.
But it isn't. It's kind of not included because poor old Robert Plant weirdly sort of struggled a little bit through that song, I think. But
yeah.
But they can play it live.
Oh, yeah. No, and that's what I would have loved to have seen.
Yeah. You know,
that would have been the build-up tape, the introduction, and then they would have come out.
Mm.
You know, it would have been amazing. So, yeah, that's what I would choose. What about you? Well, I mean, obviously Breakthrough.
Do you know what? Weirdly, with this question, do you know what? It's really odd. It shines so brightly that we tend to discuss around it, but not it itself. Mm. But fundamentally, when these things happen, when people tour a classic album, it tends to be the album they're most famous for.
Of course.
And so, I think the right album for them to do would be A Night at the Opera.
Right.
It is, by any measure, their...
Seminal
album is a great way of explaining it, describing it. So I think A Night at the Opera encompasses everything that they are.
Yes.
Right, you get all of Queen in that album.
Yeah.
Right, even 80s Queen, you kind of get in A Night at the Opera.
Yeah.
And there's such a verve and a richness to that album, and it is a journey, so I think theatrically it would work. There are even elements of... on the Bohemian Rhapsody tour, I don't know if they had it for the whole tour, but certainly at the O2 they had opera seats.
Yes,
behind the stage, you know. So there was a little reference to A Night at the Opera there. Yeah. So I think they could really build a show around.
Yeah. Oh, it would be amazing.
And it's a theatrical album.
Right? Yeah.
It's constructed like a gig.
Yeah.
And also, our profit song,
which they have done live.
For 20 minutes,
but
please.
Not for a long time. Yeah.
Listen to the metal, listen to the metal, listen to the madman. Listen to the metal, 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 to the madman.
I think you could go for your favourite album or the one you're most interested in hearing or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think that would be the right answer. Even for me.
Yeah.
I would say A Night at the Opera.
Yeah, and you've got some big tunes on there.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, they'll be playing Bohemian Rhapsody live again.
Oh, God.
That one.
They never shut up about it. What were the other questions that prompted our chat?
Yeah, the other one was a question around deep cuts.
Yeah.
Me using deep cuts live. We've got a couple of questions of this, versions of his question, but the from Diana Donahue and Erin Henderson.
Erin.
Basically, if Queen were doing a deep cuts tour, what would be on that?
So I think this, great question, thank you both. I think that this is sort of the essence of it. So I think what we're going to try and do on this episode is put together, essentially, like a fantasy football league, a fantasy set list.
The Queen. Fantasy set list.
Right? A set list we would like to see Queen do.
Okay.
Because there is no point doing Queen's best set list because Queen are already doing that.
Yes.
Right? And they're probably better at it than us. Be honest. They're more experienced. They're the ones that have to contend with, okay, we've got to play all the big hits and we've got to play them in a certain order and we've got to keep it interesting for ourselves. So they have to deal with that.
Yeah.
We don't.
No.
So I don't know how much thought you've put into this. I suspect none. However, what I did was I had a look on average how many songs go into a Queen show. So on average, it's about 25 songs.
Okay, okay.
But that includes Brian May solo.
Okay.
A point we'll come back to. In their case, it's all big tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So what I did was I did a list of all of the songs, out of all of their songs, all the songs that I want to see live. And I created a column of songs that I would categorise as in their big existing set list.
Yep.
So songs like 39, Another One Bites the Dust, Bohemian Rhapsody, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, all that stuff.
Yep.
You can see it's in alphabetical order. I've just read it in alphabet. But, you know, Radio Gaga, Somebody to Love, whatever. You know, I put Save Me on that list as well, things like that. And then on the other side, songs I haven't played live so much. So songs like Give Me the Prize, Good Company, and The Lap of the Gods Revisited.
Yeah.
The Invisible Man. All these songs.
Yeah.
That I would actually really like them to play, which are deep cut tracks that aren't famous.
Yeah.
So then I highlighted the ones that I absolutely had to have.
Right.
That gave me 8 big tracks. The rest were all deep cuts.
Deep cuts.
Out of 25 tracks.
Okay.
So that gives us, what, 4 big numbers an hour.
Yeah.
Right. So every 15 minutes, you're going to get a big track that everyone's happy with. Yeah. Right. Because obviously there's the semi-Queen fans that are there.
Yeah.
You know, the greatest hits owners. Right. They'll be there, okay. Won't they?
They do have to be caged.
Yeah, or the Elton John fans who feel they should see Queen once before they stop talking about those people. Obviously, they're in the audience, so they do need something to get them up and jumping. But the rest of them are for me and the fans to go absolutely ballistic because I can't believe they're playing it live.
Right, okay. Yeah, I get it.
Does that seem like a reasonable approach to assailing this mountain?
Yes, because as you say, Brian and Roger are... And I'm sure Adam are doing this all the time. Mm-hmm. And as we have seen, they, you know, Queen are brilliant at constructing set lists. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to do one that's better than they can do. Mm-hmm. I think we would be constrained by what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to finish with We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions. You have to play Bohemian Rhapsody.
You have to have a Brian May solo.
A Brian May solo. You have to play Now I'm Here. Those are the sort of things that Brian and Roger have to contend with, because if you don't, people are like, I can't believe they didn't do that. It was funny. I was at another concert on Saturday. I was... I'm not going to say.
Who have you been cheating on?
No. In my defence, I was invited along. My ticket was bought for me.
By who?
Family. Extended family. So I went because it was their birthday treat and that's what they wanted, so I'm fine.
What was it? Miley Cyrus?
I'm not going to say, but... The thing was, is when the lights went down at the end before the encore, all I could hear in my head was dum, dum, tch, dum, dum, tch. And
after an entire gig
by another band, all I could imagine was any minute now in the dark, just going to suddenly.
Oh, they were a band. Dum,
tch, yeah. Anyway,
we'll just tell us if it was a boy band.
I'll do it when we're not recording.
Was it Boyzone? No, was it
that,
blue?
It wasn't that bad. It was worse.
My God.
It
was McFly. Yeah,
who knew 3 notes could last 2 hours?
Wow!
But moving on. So, yes, I think this is a really interesting idea. So we are freeing you of all of those constraints. And
seriously?
Yeah.
I don't want to have to do... So So first of all,
all bets off.
I'm cutting Brian May's solo.
That's fine.
To you make can room for more songs.
That's absolutely fine, because I'm sure Brian's got plenty to keep him busy during this set list.
So in that case, because I wasn't sure if you would allow that, but if we are cutting Brian May solo, which gives us three more songs, I reckon.
Okay.
Right? Because it's, what, 15 minutes minimum? Yeah, yeah. Right? So at least three more songs. Let's generously say three more songs.
Okay.
Can I have, or 2.5 more songs.
Okay.
Yeah? Can I have half of that song, that half song back? So we get two more songs because we've cut Brian May. So, mm-hmm. But that half song, can I get Roger to do a solo?
Yes. Wow. If that's what you want. Because again, you wouldn't do that. But you can, because this is fantasy.
Exactly. It's pure fantasy. Yeah.
And I think you should take us through your set list. We should build your set list.
Yeah.
And then in a few weeks or months' time, I'll come back and I'll do mine.
Okay.
And we'll get John in to do his. We'll get Susan Perfect. To do hers. And so we'll get four pods out of this idea. So this is gone.
Fifth one on the fans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, get the fans. How that would work, I don't know. Because what's great is there's no right answer here. You know,
there's no wrong answer, because any Queen song in any order is going to be freaking awesome.
Exactly. So, particularly if all bets are off, you can
all
start
bets
with
are off.
Like. Okay, so
I'm removing Brian May solo.
Yeah. Okay.
But I've kept Roger's solo because he doesn't do it quite so often anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But also, he will keep it quick and interesting and entertaining, because that's what Roger's like.
I have to say,
right?
I loved it on the Queen and Paul Rodgers tour when he did "Let There Be Drums" and Brian joined in.
I'm not going to bore you because I really hate long drum solos, okay?
Brian could join in.
Let's be drums.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's be drums, Sam. Write that down.
Yeah. That's in there somewhere.
That's in the solo section.
Yeah.
Let there be drums.
Let there be drums.
Let there be drums. Good shout.
Is there a track that stands out for you as what a great opening? That is going to just blow everyone away when you see that.
So my opening section, the Deaf and Blindem section, right?
Yep.
One Vision.
Good start.
Because that's a hell of a start.
A hell of a start.
It's what we think of when we start a Queen gig.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? That for me is it. I see the stadium going up in slow-mo, all that stuff.
Exactly.
Ogre Battle.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't heard it for years live. It's heavy. It's badass. We're going into Let Me Entertain You, one of their classic openers.
Okay.
Sets out the store for the show. And as if to prove they're going to entertain you, they're going to drop the hammer.
Oh,
Hammer to Fall. Okay. Right? So, One Vision, Hammer to Fall, opening. That's plenty for the non-fans, if you like, to get their teeth into. I Go Crazy, Please.
Oh, okay.
Because it's all about seeing Queen live, or not seeing Queen live. That's on point, and it's not a song that gets enough.
Okay.
Love, I Go Crazy. Dead on Time, because it is just rocking.
Yeah.
And it's got that rush of a opening section, and then I'm going to go into I Want It All.
I want it all. I want it all. Yeah!
Okay. Okay.
Big, heavy rock number.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it. They can pump their fists to the...
All into that.
Get all into that. Sing along. All that good stuff. While they're singing, I'm bridging into part two.
So this is now... We can mix it up a bit. We can try different styles, different tones, but still want the crowd on their feet.
Yeah. We're going to open with I Want to Break Free.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know what? No. No. I'm changing that already. I'm going to open it with Mustafa.
Okay.
So we get the Mustafa opening. So everyone's already happy because Freddie's doing Mustafa, the Ibrahim, all that stuff. Then you get I Want to Break Free.
Right.
Go wrong. Everyone's singing along, and because we're already breaking, it's breakthrough time. Middle section, nice upbeat. Everyone's forming an impromptu. What do you call it? The choo choo train. The
Miracle Express.
The Miracle Express. They form the train.
Yeah.
There's people in the stands getting terrible injuries on their knees. It's going to be awesome. No one is in the seat they started at by the end of this. Right? So wherever you are in the stadium, you're in another place completely by the... If you're on the Brian side at the beginning of...
You could be on the John side by the end.
Easily.
Right, okay.
Could happen so easily. We're getting Mustafa refrains in between each of these tracks. So I want to break free, bit of Mustafa. Break through, bit of Mustafa. It's late, please.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? Nice, fat, it's late. Rocking track. It's one we've always wanted to hear live.
Yeah.
Did they ever play it live? If they did, how long ago was it? I don't know.
Long time ago they played it, yeah.
But it's been a little while since we've had a big, big hit, so let's get some Fat Bottom Girls in here.
Okay.
Everyone's happy, they're singing, they're swicking their hips. It's a good thing. Do you know what I love when you go in, they make the rock and roll go round.
Yeah.
What I like is to do a little finger twirl up at the top and shake the hips down below.
Okay.
Now, I don't have Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, we've noticed.
That's Cardinal.
Mm-hmm.
Until you say... I'm replacing it with Millionaire Waltz. And then everyone goes, fair enough.
Oh, do they?
Though? Yeah, they do. Okay. Everyone does. Okay. Everyone does. Suze is going to have Millionaire Waltz at least twice in her set list.
Yeah, but would she have it at the expense of Bohemian Rhapsody?
Of course she would. It's a better song.
Oh, dear. Content with committing one cardinal sin, you're throwing in another.
It's not a better song. There are no songs objectively better or worse.
No, we've established that many times on this podcast.
However, it is one of their songs that's up there with Bohemian Rhapsody in terms of its attempt to be a thing, like Innuendo. They're all Bohemian Rhapsody type songs, but it's different, so everyone's going to be happy. Listen, let's have a nice good old A Kind of Magic.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
A Kind of Magic, and then it'll get all spooky and magic at the end of it, and it'll become the acoustic bit.
Nice.
So Brian's up front, and he's going to sing us a little bit of Long Away.
Oh, very nice.
Long Away is taking us down from... Because it's still quite jaunty, so it's taking us down from A Kind of Magic into Good Company. We can have a nice old song sing along with that and make us all feel good about being with each other in the room.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
We'll all be patting each other on the back, strangers.
We're all good company.
We're all good company. So that, and I think Tenement Funster.
Of course Tenement Funster's in there. Of course it is.
Right. But, Freddie will introduce it as Tenement Funster. That's how he's going to do it. It's a little song called Tenement Funster My Beauties. That's what he'll say.
Yeah. And Roger will just quietly shake his head. Every time I tell him.
I like good things in life. Most of the best things ain't free. So the same situation just cuts like a knife. When you're young and you're bold and you're crazy. You're crazy.
And then let's have Freddie come in so we can start singing some Melancholy Blues.
Okay, nice.
Freddie's playing Melancholy. So put it in here. We'll put it in here, and because he's on the piano, we can go straight into Somebody Love. From there, and that gets us out of the acoustic section.
Yeah.
Right? And to let everyone know we're out of the acoustic section, we start with a nice, slow rocket prime jive.
Right.
Because it then happens and goes bananas.
Yes.
Let's move right to the Monera, get some Ride the Wild Wind in there.
Oh, okay.
Make sure innuendo's representing.
Okay, fine, yeah.
A little while since we had a big track, Somebody to Love was a little while ago. Let's put Radio Gaga in. Everyone knows.
Yeah.
You want the hand claps. It needs to be in this section of the show, really. And then off the back of that, I'm going to do You and I.
Okay.
Just as a lovely surprise for everyone. They're going to be surprised. You want it to be at night time for the lighting, all of that, right? And then we're going to do Bites the Dust, in the middle of which they'll go into Dragon Attack and then back out into Bites the Dust.
Okay, yep.
Right. Right, so it's a whole set piece.
Yeah. How do you seem to want to get along without you when you got? You took me for everything that I had and kicked me out of my own. Are you happy? Are you satisfied? How long can you stand the beat? Out the door where the British river to the sound of the beat. Yeah, 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 yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one, John, and another one.
Should be the end of the gig, really.
Yeah.
However,
there's an encore.
No.
Oh no.
No. Before the encore, we're going to do Princes of the Universe.
Oh.
That's the final official song of this gig.
Yeah.
Because it's the one Queen song that everyone just loves and can't explain why.
Right. Okay.
But also, they're going to be saying, "We are the princes of the universe." Everyone's going to be going mental. And then that's it. End of gig, explosions, fireworks, all of that. But their encore, their entire encore, from start to finish, and it's all they do, and then they leave.
Okay.
The entirety of March of the Black Queen.
Oh. Okay.
All of it.
All of it.
All of it.
Would you still fit Roger's drum solo in there?
Roger's drum solo comes in the middle of Tenement Funster.
Okay.
The tracks I'm missing a little bit, I wouldn't mind chucking in a bit of Nevermore into the quiet section in the middle. Leroy Brown doing all right, Fight from the Inside. Where's Was It All Worth It? Where's Tia Toriata?
I know, that's the problem these guys face every time they come up. There's the expectation. And then
where's Killer
the
Queen?
I know, save me,
Ideally, we need a gig that lasts an entire day.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And musicians that can last that long.
Out of that set list, well, you can't. It's perfect.
Well, okay.
It is perfect.
Here's my questions for you. Because, as I said, this was completely yours and there is no judgment.
No.
So that's fine. Yeah. So I'd just like to query
the
fact that we've said many times that Queen do their shows for the masses, for the biggest audience possible.
Yes.
This is very much a show for you.
Is it? Because we've got One Vision, we've got Hammer to Fall, we've got I Want It All, we've got Breakthrough,
We've got Breakthrough. We've got A Kind of Magic. We've got I Want to Break Free. Radio Gaga. There is Breakthrough in there, actually, since you mentioned it. Another one, Bites the Dust and Breakthrough.
No, there are some big...
Big numbers.
But if, for example, you're doing your new album, that's what you're touring, you do four songs from your new album and then you bang out the big hits, what everyone wants to hear. You've got a lot of deep cuts in here. At the expense of We Are the Champions, We Will Rock You, Bohemian Rhapsody, Under Pressure, Don't Stop Me Now, Now I'm Here, Tie Your Mother Down, all big stalwarts of a Queen show.
Yeah, which you get by going to a Queen show. Like, I think at the beginning of this conversation, we did talk about, are we doing what Brian and Roger already do?
Yeah, no.
Or are we doing the gig that we would like to see? And what I'm trying to do is be mindful of the audience as much as possible. Now, what you haven't understood is on every ticket gate, I have stationed a Queen Pod listener.
Right.
With a badge.
Okay.
Right. They've all got...
A badge.
Like a lanyard.
Right. Okay.
A badge of authority.
Yeah.
And what they are doing is they're screening all of the people, that have, whether they bought tickets or not.
Right.
They're screening all the people. So if someone's bought a ticket, let's say you're at the gate and the Queen Pod listener... We'll be there at gate C.
Yeah.
Give me a big smile. Are you excited about the gig?
Yeah.
And they'll go, whoa, whoa, la, 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 whoa.
Right. And I don't react because I'm looking blankly.
You don't get in.
Even though I bought my ticket.
Even though you bought the ticket, your ticket's confiscated, you don't get in. Now imagine you haven't bought a ticket and you get, whoa, whoa, la, 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 whoa.
La, 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 la.
Oh, you get the ticket from the guy. He spent that's all of his money right. not getting in.
Right.
So by that simple but fundamental
vetting.
Layer of
vetting.
Of vetting, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So when you said you've done your best to be mindful
of the audience.
Of the audience.
I've made it the right audience.
You've basically,
the correct audience.
You've handpicked your
I've
audience.
Filtered out all the muggles.
Yeah. And you've just invited
I am them. Sick of the muggles at these gigs.
Okay.
They don't get up, they don't dance, and they huff at you if you try.
Okay.
Why don't they try and get out of my shop?
Are we talking arenas or stadiums, or are we in like a small theatre? Because if we are, then I think you might be able to fill it.
I think, well, I mean, Nebworth minimum. What's bigger than Nebworth? Anywhere in Rio. Let's go
Rio. You're going
Rio. Well, how many was that? That was like 10 million, wasn't it? So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. That's a lot of vetting. There's going to be a lot of people outside.
We've got a lot of Queen Pod listeners. They can do it. And they'd love it. They'd love the authority as well.
Yeah.
They'll be doing it with a smile. They'll be killing with kindness.
No, I'm sure everyone would be totally up
doors
for that.
Would have to open like 2 days before the gig.
Yeah, exactly. And there needs to be some way of marshalling all those disappointed fans who've been turned away.
I've got them sorted.
Okay.
I've dug a pit for them. They could just get in a pit.
Okay.
And then during the gig, that pit will fill slowly with water until they no longer exist. By the end of the gig... The audience won't even know there was a pit because they'd be walking over the dead bodies.
This is your fantasy Queen gig.
This is my personal
very
fantasy
dark,
Queen
isn't it?
Gig.
I think we're getting a little window into your world right now.
What I'm saying is, Ogre Battle should be in there.
I'm just querying.
How many
of the deep cuts you've gone for?
There's no point me asking which. Deep cuts you want me to
no because I would argue that every song you've chosen is worthy of being on a Queen set
fine
list.
Pick one of the big numbers that you think should be in there and I haven't put in there, just one.
I think it's got to be
Bohemian Rhapsody. Great choice.
Thank you.
Great choice.
Thing is, none of Queen's number one singles are in your set list.
What do you mean none of that? As I've said, One Vision, that was a single.
No, number one singles.
Oh, no, single. But that's because they didn't. They only had
three.
What was the other one?
Innuendo.
Bohemian Rhapsody twice and Innuendo. Oh, Under Pressure. Under Pressure. No, yeah, you're right.
I don't count Bohemian Rhapsody twice.
But okay, fair enough. But plenty of their number twos and number threes are in there.
Okay.
Okay, so you've got Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Right? Obvious one to pull out then is Millionaire Waltz.
We can't do that.
I'm not going to do it. What are you going to do? Fat Bottom Girls, Bohemian Rhapsody, A Kind of Magic. You ruined that section. Fat Bottom Girls, Millionaires, Waltz. Interesting. A Kind of Magic. Yeah, now you're talking. So, where?
That's
where
not
do
my
I...
problem. I'm just here to query your choice.
No, this is
solutions.
What a debate is. You don't understand. Look, I'm saying you can have Bohemian Rhapsody.
Thank
if you. Think I'm wrong in leaving out Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah. Are you just adding it?
No, you've got to take something out.
What am I taking out then?
You choose. How about Breakthrough?
You. How many times have you heard Bohemian Rhapsody live at this point? 3,000?
And we love it.
Yes, of course, of course,
it's the greatest song ever written.
Pick one song on my list to take out and put Bohemian Rhapsody in. You can't do it.
Ride the Wild Wind.
Yeah, okay, fair play.
So we're replacing that with Bo Rat.
Yeah.
Because that then just comes next to Radio Gaga. That's a...
So shall I just delete that and put Bohemian Rhapsody in right at the end of the gig? Like maybe just before Princes of the Universe?
Yeah, because people will think after Bohemian Rhapsody it's over. And it's not.
Okay.
Princes of the Universe.
Okay.
There you go.
Is that it? Are you happy now? Any other song that you feel I egregiously have left out?
Well,
under pressure.
There are loads of songs that agree to
none that you would swap out.
Well, because as I've said, all your choices are excellent choices. But then this is I think all this pod has managed to achieve is that it's hard to build a Queen set list because they have so many great songs that we want to see live.
Or it's easy because I've done it.
But.
No one can improve it. Okay. But now we don't have innuendo represented at all.
In some quite, I don't want to use the word, but quite dictatorial fashion, refused entry to anyone who wouldn't get those deep cuts.
Why do you want them there so much?
Because.
What's important about them? It's all the people that can't get in that know all this stuff. That's the tragedy of it.
Because it's supposed to be all-inclusive. It's not supposed to be elitist.
It's not elitist.
It is.
If it includes all Queen fans, why are non-Queen fans getting into these bloody gigs at the expense of Queen fans?
They are Queen fans.
No, they aren't.
They're just not.
They're fans of Bruce Springsteen, and they've turned up.
No. We love Queen in all shapes and sizes, and you're just saying, no, unless you know all the words to Long Away, you're not coming in.
I think that's a reasonable... Don't you think? I'm not saying the band will... Obviously, the band... We keep the band in the dark about that. We won't tell them about the Queen Pod listeners at the gates.
No, we definitely wouldn't.
And let's not even tell the Beaches. Let's just keep that between ourselves.
Yeah,
right?
Okay. Now, that I get.
No one will question a lanyard.
No.
No one ever does.
No.
So we just give them lanyards.
But then there is going to be a little bit of online chatter about... Can't believe I bought my Queen ticket fair and square. I've turned up and it's been confiscated because I didn't know an obscure B-side from the Miracle album.
They'll be drowned in a pit, remember? So they're not going to be able to complain online. By the way, with your stupid replacement of Bohemian Rhapsody, you've taken innuendo out of the live. It's not represented anywhere in the set list. So you just think about that tonight.
Yeah, no, I am.
And see if you get some sleep.
Can't believe you didn't choose more from innuendo.
I mean, Hitman was on the list. Headlong was on the list. They're all on the list.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ride the Wild Wind was the sort of one that I thought, you know what? Out of all of them, I bet that'd be really good live.
It probably would.
Better than Bohemian.
But you forced me to choose.
Well, and that's what you've done. You've ruined it.
Yeah, by putting in that little-known deep cut, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Do you know what? I'm taking it out.
And I'm putting Wild Wind back in.
Wow. I'm taking it out. Like, one of the first things I did about this whole thing is go, I'm not having Bohemian Rhapsody. No Brian May solo, no Bohemian Rhapsody. No We Will Rock You and no We Are the Champions. I've heard them. I have heard them. And so have all of these non-Queen fan Queen fans that you're talking about. Let's look at it from another perspective. I spent a lot of money to go and see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Yeah.
Back when they had the sax player in it and everything. Mm-hmm. I got to see him live. Brilliant. Really excited. I thought, God, come on. Give me a bit of Born in the USA. Give me a bit of Atlantic City. Yeah. Give me some good stuff. Because I know his works, right?
Yeah.
Do I, though? Because, my God, I got 2 hours, 2.5 hours of songs I've never heard. Like, at one point, he played Thunder Road, and that was about it.
Right.
So if he can do it, why can't Queen?
So you came away thinking that was the best gig I've ever seen.
Well, I came away from that going, do you know what? fair play. I'm someone who really likes Bruce Springsteen, and I've got his greatest hits, and I know, you know, like I do know the Born in the USA album, the whole album, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but I don't know Hungry Heart. I don't know it all.
No.
So I have no right. Yeah, I came away from that going, oh, I'm a bit disappointed I didn't hear Milk. I was cross. I paid a lot of money for a ticket, and I didn't hear the really big tracks that I was excited to hear. But I got to see Bruce Springsteen live with the E Street Band, and that's what I wanted by going there. I'm okay. not a true Bruce Springsteen fan.
So you would simply... have been culled at the gate.
Yeah, I would have been culled at the gate because that would have made room for someone who actually knew and loved Bruce Springsteen to be there in my seat going bananas, whereas I was just like listening along politely. What's the point of that? Who's winning in that scenario? Bruce isn't winning.
Yeah,
I'm not winning.
You paid money.
And the person who could have been there who loved it isn't winning either.
Okay.
I think we need to change the whole ticketing system.
There's a point system.
I think everyone should answer a questionnaire.
Yeah.
Under timed conditions so they can't look stuff up
they
on the internet.
They can't Google it. Yeah, understood.
And if you don't qualify, then you don't qualify for a ticket. It doesn't have to be like really super high level. Like, name five Queen albums is a reasonable question to ask somebody if they're going to try and buy a ticket for Queen.
There is a very simpler way of addressing this.
Oh, yeah.
You could just say, by the way, we're not playing all the big hits. We're going deep.
Yeah.
So if you buy a ticket...
sell more tickets.
You'd take your chance.
What would be the name of this tour?
You've probably not heard this one. Or you didn't realise that was us.
I think you'll find it's called the Breakthrough Tour.
Oh, yeah, okay, obviously. But no, I thought that's the next Queen.
Because it's a breakthrough. It all changed the way that... Just like Queen changed the way soundtracks, albums were done, like how music videos were done, they'll change how gigs are done forever. They created the whole stadium scene in the first place.
On that basis, then, you can have your set list. Because I'm pretty sure no one else is still listening to this podcast.
That's really taking the wind out of my sails.
So on that note, we'll put that online for anyone.
Yeah, there'll be a playlist.
But to access the playlist, you will first have to complete a questionnaire to prove that you are worthy of listening to this playlist.
Yeah,
I think that's fair. I'm tempted to say we've got time to play a game, but
have we?
We've got a little game.
Let's do the game then.
Play the game, play the game, play the game.
This episode has sort of been one big game, but we've got another.
Not for me.
Game. This week we've got a question from the wonderful Jacob Elliott. Who is
Jacob.
Nice.
Patron of the Queen Pod, so thank you very much, Jacob,
thank
for your
you,
support.
Jacob.
In keeping with the theme of, you know, we're talking about live shows, Jacob wants to know, what are three songs that you prefer the live version over the studio version? I don't think we have
three songs where the live version is better than
what
the studio
you at least
version.
Prefer a live version.
Okay, I can think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hammer to Fall.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Live.
Yeah,
really good.
Specific version of it, like the Paul Rogers version that we talked about before?
No, full on.
I mean,
it's Wembley
always better
86
live.
Is just really rocks. And when Spike came on and did rhythm guitar so Brian could just go bonkers,
ballistic.
It was just great.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
I
mean, Tie Your Mother Down springs to mind.
Yeah.
So there's nothing
Jacob's
wrong with the album.
List.
Is that Jacob?
So Jacob's three are Tie Your Mother Down, Lap of the Gods Revisited, and Love of My Life.
Oh, great choices.
Yeah,
Love of My Life.
Love My Life.
It's pretty untouchable. It's unassailable live, actually.
Yes, particularly as what it has come to represent.
Yeah.
Hurry back, don't take it away from me because... You don't know what it means to me.
And what it was before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it did. That's a very good list, actually.
That's a very good. It's going to be tough to top
he's
that.
He's sort of he done has it definitively.
He, it's not good at asking a question and answering
and then
it
answering
correctly.
It in a better way than
I
any of us
I don't think
can.
We can top that. Lap of the Gods, maybe. Okay. But Hammer to Fall, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, I Want to Break Free is better live because you get that huge soaring crowd chorus and Brian is going nuts with his guitar to prove that he could do it better than the keyboard solo.
The
it
piano
isn't
version.
Quite as mechanical. Actually, anything off the Works.
And same
tends
with Don't
to
Stop Me Now, because it's guitar
true.
Driven rather than piano driven.
Yeah, it's much more of a rock song.
Somebody to Love.
Especially
again,
what it's become.
Great recording, but that bit where the drums just kick in and it's fine.
Somebody to love. Somebody to love. Somebody to love.
It is a perfect recording.
Yeah.
It is one of their best ever recordings, and yet it's still better live. Yeah. And maybe that's the answer, is all of them, because they were so good live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But are there, well, another way of looking at it is, are there tracks that they play live where you actually prefer the studio version?
Yeah.
In the Lap of the Gods revisited.
What about for that Bohemian Rhapsody, for that one? Would you prefer?
That is a good point. I think, yes, Bohemian Rhapsody is better as a studio recording.
Yes, because obviously it's...
They can't do the middle, or don't do the middle section.
And also it's multi-tracked so many times.
Yeah. Unassailably good.
Yeah, because Bohemian Rhapsody is a recording masterpiece anyway, isn't it? Yes. So it would be hard to... But they do it great live.
Oh, yeah.
They do, but it doesn't have the same... Like, it's there as a thing to make the crowd roar.
Yes.
And go mad and all sing along and all of that good stuff. But somehow, whenever they played Somebody to Love live, it was a moment, an event.
Yeah.
It was just, they went nuts.
Yeah. They were really good, yeah.
Somebody to Love is probably the ultimate answer, because it's such a powerfully perfect studio record, and yet it's still better live.
How is that possible?
Yeah, mad.
Because it's Queen.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how.
Yeah, it's those four.
Lovely.
Great question.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much, Jacob. That's a really good question. Well, There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
We're never releasing this one.
No, so not going out.
Just me listing songs and getting angry when everyone
disagrees.
Just anyone disagrees.
Absolutely. There you are, listeners, a window to my life. Thank you very much, Ro.
Sorry, Sam.
Yeah. Thank you, Ro. Thank you, Sam.
For putting up with Ro.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Sam, for so much more than you realise. Please come back next week. We'll be
you
better.
Do want me back. Okay.
No, I'm saying that to the listeners.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
All right, fine. Bye. Bye. Bye.
This has been The Queen Pod, a Seven Seas Films production, edited and produced by me, Sam Easton. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Check out our Patreon for exclusive treats like early access to every episode. And stay in touch by emailing queenpod@thequeenpodcast.com. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.